Okay, we'll get started. Be'ezus Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moya, Rav David Tzvi, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Beitzah Daf Yud. And we are going to pick up the Gemara. We are in the middle of the Gemara trying to figure out why Rav Yochanan was insistent that the first Mishnah in Beitzah, first Mishnah in Beitzah that has Beit Shammai being more lenient and Beit Hillel being more strict, why was Rav Yochanan insistent that it was really Mechlefes Hashita? It should really be backwards. It should be the other way around. Why were they insisting to be Mechlefes Hashita? Ella. So we're up to the words Ella Ikasha. So the Gemara presented two possibilities of where we said that Simchas Yontif is Doche. Simchas Yontif is Doche Yisurim Durabanan. Yes for Beis Hillel and no for Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel was actually more lenient. So how come in our mission Beis Hillel is more strict? But the Gemara gave answers to show why each of those cases is actually not a good proof. Good morning, Rav Dovzi, Rav Zalman, Dani, Jeremy, Mordechai Tzvi, Chaim, Noam, Rav Eli, Avi, Tzvika, and Rav Mordechai. So let's pick it up from Eli Hasha Hakasha. So the first two suggestions the Gemara rejects. The Gemara is going to have a total of five. Let's see number three. What's suggestion number three? Eli kasha ha kasha. If you want to ask a kasha, this is a question from the following halacha, having to do with tiltul kli shemalachtel is. It's Shammai Omer Mitzvah Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. I hope I will be able to say only on Zoom tomorrow night. We'll be up in camp. Hopefully right after Shabbos, we'll be able to say quickly before wacky Olympics start. We'll be able to say quickly Ashir and the Daf Yomi. So says the Gemara, and then Sunday morning also we're going to have to, maybe I'll try to do it on Zoom. We'll see what the timing is like. Should work out. Let's see. Okay. Ela ikashi hakashi. Beishamay omrim ein notan es ha'eli. What's an eli? An eli is a big, thick, fancy piece of wood that was used to smash the wheat, to grind up the wheat. So are you allowed to carry such a thing? Now, you're not allowed to grind up wheat. Grinding is one of those things that you're actually not allowed to do on Yontif, even though it's for food, but it only means lisha ve'elef, right? So, ein notlan es ha'eli, you're not allowed to carry, let's say you want to do something else with it. You want to cut meat on it. You want to cut meat on top of it. So, ein notlan es ha'eli l'katzi v'lov basar. So Beis Shammai says, it's muktzah. So it's, now there's a whole, well, we'll see in a second. You're not allowed to carry this eli in order to chop meat on it. Beis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel says, no, you're allowed to use it. Now, why in the world is this thing usa? So there's five opinions in Rishonim what the isser is over here. So Rashi says, it's a klisha malachtel isser, and Beis Shammai holds, klisha malachtel isser is even usser to be metalta l'tzorach gufo. That's Beis Shammai Shita. We don't hold that way. We hold, by the way, on Shabbos, if you have a pen, well, people don't know this, or a hammer. You know, you need to take the pen to scratch your back. So we hold, Klishim Lach Talis, there is Mutter, Litzarach Gufa, Litzarach Makomo. So we hold that it's Mutter. People don't know this. Good morning, Chanach Chanach. But Beis Shammai would hold, it's Asa, this is a Klishim Lach Talis. That's Rashi's Shita. Tosfos and tomorrow's Daf says that it's mukta machmas chisaron kis. Something that's very expensive, like a computer on Shabbos or a fancy camera. These things, it's mukta machmas chisaron kis, so you're not allowed to move it at all. Then everyone agrees, it's no good l'tzorach. Gufo. Therefore, Beis Shammai says even l'tzorach. Right. The Me'iri writes that the reason is because it looks like you want to do the usual malacha with it of grinding the wheat. That's the problem. It's a marasayin dikashayla. That's the Me'iri's shita. The shita Mugubetzitz writes that it's tircha. It's a big schlep to schlep this big dimma. So it's a tircha on yontif. And it looks like uvda dechol. Also looks like uvda dechol. And finally, the Me'iri adds another pshat that Beis Shammai asers because you could have chop the meat on something else. So it's what do you have to schlep this big thing for to chop the meat? You could have chopped the meat on anything. So five shitas in Rishonim what the Isser is. Anyway, says the Gemara, but Beis Hillel, so you see, but whatever the Isser is, some type of Isser Drabanan, so Beis Shammai is strict And Beis Hillel says, for Simchas Yontif, we're going to permit it. So how come in the Mishnah it's the opposite? Same thing from yesterday. And the Gemara is going to give the exact same rejection, at least halfway. That's what everyone keeps rejecting. It says Gemara Memai. No. These two things are not necessarily dependent one on the other. Dim Alohi. Your Tzushtel is not a good Tzushtel. It's not a good comparison. Adkan lo kami Beis Shammai Hasam. The reason why Beis Shammai says over there, that by the case of our Mishnah, the reason why they're Mekil in the Mishnah, Elahecha de Gedeker. No, it's the same answer to be given. There was already a shovel dug in the ground, so you're not really doing anything. There's no real Isser. It's not even Doyma Lechafira. Elahecha de Gedeker. No, it's low, but in a case like the Eli, they would agree. It's Aser. V'inai order Beis Hillel. And similar Beis Hillel. Ad kan lokai Beis Hillel Hacha. The reason why Beis Hillel is lenient by the Eli, by the big thick slab of wood, Ela de'ika toiras kli olav. Beis Hillel holds, once it's called a kli, it's a kli shemalachta le'isser, it's mutal, it's tzarech gufo, it's a kli. So there's no isser at all. Aval hasam lo, but by the case of the dirt, they say that it's no good. So the Gemara says, now let's try attempted raya number 4. Ela e, I think I, did I skip a little bit in reading? Okay, Hashem ha'ezel ha'kai z'bazer Beis Hillel ha'matirin. Amas alma gabi simchas yontif b'sham lochav yisrael lekulo reminu ashokin chay b'ov b'sham lebchul amar b'yochum lochav sashitis. The Gemara says no, mamai dimaloi adkan lochav b'sham lehasim eladik ela heicha deika deker. No, it's I just skipped a little bit. I said the whole thing outside. I just didn't read it inside. Inami adkan lochav b'sham lehach ela digataris kli olav alasim lo. Fine. Ella attempted raya number 4. Ella ikash yahakash. 2 from yesterday's daf, and this is the 2nd from today's daf. We're trying to prove how we know that Rabbi Yochanan said that we have to flip around Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, that Beis Shammai is really more strict like they always are, and Beis Hillel is more lenient. So attempted riot number 4, Al-Ikash Yehokash. Following case. Another Mishnah later on. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Nosenes Ha'or, Lefnei Hadorsam. You're not allowed to take a skinned animal, the skin from a skinned animal, and put it down in a very high traffic area in the chutzah or in your house or in the Rosh Hasharabim, so that people are going to walk over it and the effect will be that the leather will become tanned. It'll become like tanning. Ma'abed. It's one of the 39 malachas, taking a skin and tanning it. If you work it and work it and work it, it gets hard, and you could use it for shoes, for leather, for other stuff. So you're not allowed to do that. It's ma'abed velo yagbihenu, and you also, after it's finished, you shouldn't then hang it up because it's mukta. Elam kin yishlov kezayis basar, unless it has a kezayis of flesh on it, then you're allowed to be metalta the whole skin agav de basar. Well, Beis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to do that. Why? Because if we don't allow you to do something to save the skin, if you don't trample the skin right away, it's going to spoil and the guy's going to lose all the money. He's going to lose out. So Beis Hillel says, if we don't allow you to do that, you're not going to shecht. You're going to be asi limnui misimchas yontif, right? You're not going to want to shecht any animals. You're not going to eat meat on yontif. It's a big inyan to eat meat on yontif. Even I, who don't eat meat during the week, I eat meat on yontif. Alma. So we see from here, gabi simchas yontif. Here you have a situation issa derabanan, which Beis Hillel is mati ritam simchas yontif. Zel bazach, alma gabi simchas yontif beis shamer luchomer se lukula or a mini has contradiction from our mishnah shul chayvot biyontif v'chule beis shamer is more lenient and beis hillel says amar yochanan mukhlef es hashita. So this is where Rabbi Yochanan said flip him around. Answer the Gemara, no, same answer. Mamai, well, at least half of it is always the same answer. Dimaloi, ad kamakar beis shamer hasam. The reason beis shamer is lenient elahechadir kadeka. No, there was a shovel stuck in the ground. So it's there's no iser at all. It's not darmel chafira. Abel heichat the lekadeka. No, it's low. Now what about Beis Hillel? Inami ad kanakar Beis Hillel hacha. Why is Beis Hillel lenient by the leather? The case of the skin and the leather. Ella dechazi lemizga ale ilave. No, this skin, even the way it is now, it's roi to sit on it. You don't need to tan it. It would be roi. So it has a toras kli on it even now. That's why it's not considered to be mukta. And the people who trample it, it's like a davar shena miskaven. They're not intending. They have no idea it's there. So it's mutter. don't know if it's not a psik resha, but that's what the Miri says. Aval hasam lo, but in the case of kisei adam, they're going to be strict. They don't permit you to shecht and to dig up if you didn't have the dirt prepared from beforehand. So simchas yontif doesn't push away the iser derabanan. So the Gemara comes up with the fifth and final, I think it's the final, if I remember correctly, the fifth and final suggestion. El ikash yahakash. And by the way, this one gets rejected also. El ikash yahakash. So let's ask from the following situation of the people who sell spices in their stores. So the way they used to set up the spice situation is their stores were covered with like you just cover those stores with those, you know, like a shade. What they do is it was like a wooden board that was like covering the front of the store, and they would push it down, and then that would be used as like the thing to put the spices on. So the actual cover of the store would push it down. There's two types. There's types that have the buttons on the end, and a type that has the button in the middle. So again, also in tomorrow's daf. Good, so tomorrow's daf is going to be chazar of today's daf. Beshame omrim ein misalkin esatrisin. Oh, that's what it is, right? The shades. The trisin. Tris. So you're not allowed to remove the front tris beyontif, on yontif. They would place them on the ground and put the spices on there. Now, even on yontif, you're not allowed to open your store. What's the whole half? I mean, no. But people who knew the guy were able to go buy on credit on yontif. They were like, you wouldn't pay for it on yontif. You knew, everybody knew each other. I remember how many you took. And just take the spices. They would open the store on yontif because people needed it for the meal. They wanted fresh spices. As long as they don't mention the amount. They're not allowed to mention the amount of the price. Everybody trusted each other. But Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to knock this down on yontif because it's the malacha of soser. So says Rashi. And Beis Shammai holds, yesh binyan ustira bekelim. Beis Shammai holds, remember we had that in Shabbos. The notes on the bottom here say, "V'chein v'hu v'gemar l'kaman." Beis Shammai holds, "Yesh bin yustir b'kelim," and Beis Hillel holds, "Ein bin yustir b'kelim." That's the way. Later on, Chav Beis, we're going to learn this on Chav Beis Chav Gimel. It's too small; I can't read it. Chav Gimel. Beis Shammai says, "Yesh bin yustir b'kelim." Beis Hillel says, "Ein bin yustir b'kelim." Rashi explains why would we say "Ein bin yustir b'kelim." That's tomorrow's Daf Rashi is going to explain this. That the malach of bone of a soser is only shayach by houses. It's only shayach by buildings, binyan ustira. But kalim, you don't have binyan ustira. Right? A lot of people hold that, let's say, you're not allowed to open a tuna fish can in some ways on Shabbos unless you destroy it, or you can't open bottles. Some people hold. You know, I open bottles, right? Willow holds you can open bottles. But many posts can write, Rav Moshe Feinstein has like a 40-page tshuva describing why, you know, in what way you're allowed to open bottles, when you're not allowed to. It's all based on this idea of binyan ustira b'kelim. Right, or making a Pesach Yafa. Let's say in the old days we have the milk containers, right? To make a Pesach Yafa, to open up the milk container or the orange juice container. Some hold that's an Issa Doraisa, making a Pesach Yafa to open up the orange juice container on Shabbos. And my focus are Moshe Feinstein, Yaakov Kamenetsky. I always quote it. One of them says it's Heter Gomer, one of them says an Issa Doraisa. Anyway, So Beishamay Omrim Ein Misalkin Esatrisin Biyantif, because it's a problem of because Beishamay holds Yesh Tira Binyan Kalim, and even if you don't have hinges on the two sides of the doors, you only have one hinge in the middle, so it's not really such a stira. Nevertheless, Midrabanan it's Usser because we're afraid maybe you'll do it to a real door, so it's a Din Drabanan. Ubeis Hillel Matirin, they say it's Tzorech Yantif to open up the spices. So this is the way you got to do it. The only way they sell the spices, you got to take the store down to open it up. So for Tzorach Yont, if they're Mata, they sit there on the it's the same thing. Va'af lahachzir, even to place them back up in the store afterwards. Even though that tircha is not Tzorach Yont, nevertheless, they permitted it. Because if they don't let you put it back, you won't even open up in the first place. So says Rashi. Alma. Gabe Simchas Yontif Beis Shammai Luchumra Ubeis Hillel Lekulo. They're Matir Yisurim and Drabana for Simchas Yontif Veriminu Hashor Chaybo Biyontif Vecholo. Okay, so you're getting the drill already. Now hold on, Gemara says, wait. Bishlama, finally the Gemara figures it out. Bishlama, after four times. Bishlama Beis Shammai Abeis Shammai Lekash. Okay, we get that already. We gave you the answer. Hasam Diga Decker notes. Well, finally, the Gemara, after four times, the Gemara figured it out. There was a shovel. But Hacha Deleka Decker notes, so there's no heter. Ela Beis Hillel, Ela Beis Hillel, Kashya. Amar B'yochan, Mukhlefes Ashita. So B'yochan says, you got to flip him around. Says the Gemara, no, we can give an answer Beis Hillel even here. Dilma Lohi. Adkan lo kar Beis Hillel Hacha. The only reason Beis Hillel is Mata Ela Mishum, Dein Bidni B'keil, Vein Stir B'keil. There's no Isser whatsoever. There's no binyan to steer b'kalim, so there's no issue with removing the doors at all. Aval hasam lo, but in the case of our Mishnah, there's no permissibility to be matir the iser muktzah. Just so now, Rabbi Yochanan clearly held mechlefas hashita. Right? So the Rishonim talk about here. Why does Rabbi Yochanan not agree to this distinction? Of ain bin, that Beis Hillel holds ain binim kain vein steer bekein. Why does Rabbi Yochanan not agree to that? So the Ramban in the Milchamas has two answers. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan holds Beis Hillel is lenient and they're matir l'salik u'lahachzir after losos shemechubarim b'tzirim b'shnei rasheim. Rabbi Yochanan Beis Hillel is lenient even doors that have two hinges. She'ain binim u'steer bekein. Even though it should have been an issur d'rabbanan, nevertheless, Beis Hillel is matir mishum simchas yontif, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan said you have to say mechlefas hashita. But according to Abaye, that Beis Hillel admits, so you wouldn't say that. Okay, but the second answer is the one I really wanted to get to. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds yesh binyan u'steir b'kelim, like it's mashman Rabbi Yochanan himself. It's mashman the Gemara in Shabbos Memvav. The Ramban says, Rabbi Yochanan holds yesh binyan. The whole answer was based on ain binyan u'steir b'kelim. But Rabbi Yochanan himself held yesh binyan u'steir b'kelim. And Shabbos Memvav, Rabbi Yochanan says that to take apart a menorah shel chulius is a problem of binyan u'steir b'kelim. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan held that the reason that Beis Hillel is matir is not because of ain binyan u'steir b'kelim. Rather, it must be that Simchas Yontif overrides the binyan u'steir b'kelim. Not that Beis Hillel holds ain, but that really Beis Hillel holds yesh like Rabbi Yochanan, but Simchas Yontif overrides. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan had, and that's why he had to say mechlefas hashita. But according to the way we paskin, that ain binyan u'steir b'kelim, says the Ramban, you don't have to switch around the shitas. Rather, we hold of the duchi of the Gemara that it's because there's no chashash iser at all according to Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel holds ain binyan u'steir b'kelim. So that comes out of big nafkamina lamaisa. How do we paskin? It's very unclear in the Rishonim whether we hold Ein bin yusim b'kelim yesh. That's where Moshe finds in these 40 pages of the Tshuva to figure it out. But it's not very clear halacha lamaisa whether we hold Ein or yesh. I think midrabbanan we are machmir about this shaila that we hold yesh bin yusim b'kelim. Okay, let's continue. Next mission. So this is already a chazara. We mentioned this already. Now the Mishnah quotes another machlokes b'shayim Beis Hillel about what level of preparation do you need for the birds in the shovach. B'shamay omrim lo yitol. Okay, if you have birds and your chickens in your chicken coop and you want to use them, you want to shech them on yantiv. So B'shamay says lo yitol elam kein na'ana mibo'oyom. Unless you actually pick them up and use them and designated them erev yantiv. Beis Hillel, Omer, what's the problem? Erev Yontif, you don't have to actually pick him up. Omer v'Omer zev z'ani notel. It's enough just to say. You don't have to actually touch them and move them. You could just designate them Erev Yontif. We'll see why you have to bechal. What do you mean? Just go on Yontif, pick one up and shecht it. No, you can't. The Gemara doesn't like that because the Gemara's are afraid you're going to pick one up, decide you don't like it, and take a different one. I need a fatter one. I need a better one for Yontif. So that then it turns out l'mafer is tilt shol tzorach. So therefore, you have to designate it before Yantav, so you know which one you're going to shech. Amrav Chanan Barami, machlokes b'kricha rishon. The machlokes is only by the first chicks that were born in the season. That they all get together and they all give birth at the same time. So the first chickens of the season, because the minog was to leave them with the parents in the coop. Beishamay says, if we would allow you just to take them without touching them Erev Yontif, since the minug was to leave them there, the first babies, you want to leave the first babies with the parents. So, before you shech, you don't take them away. So, you're going to pick them up and then you're going to decide, nah, I'm going to leave them back. So therefore, you got it. If you can use them, you got to mamish, take them, do a maisa muvhok, Erev Yontif, to show that, that you're not having rachmanis on them and you're going to shech them. Well, Beis Hillel says, lo gazrinan. Beis Hillel says, we're not so worried about that, so you don't have to actually pick them up. But because they are muktza, Beis Hillel still says you have to do something with your mouth. Aval b'kricha shnia, but when you come to the second set of birds, already there is the derech is not to leave them there. So divrei akol, everyone would agree that just speaking is enough. But omeid v'omer zev zaniyot tosag. It's just a muktza issue. It's not that we're worried that you're going to touch them. So even Beis Shammah would agree to Beis Hillel. Now, the Gemara is now going to think that this somehow has something to do with the famous Shas issue of Breira, retroactive determination. What does that have to do with this? Says the Gemara. Ubeis Hillel, Lamalei Lameimar, Zev Zani Notel. Ask the Gemara. Why does Beis Hillel require at all a designation from before Yontif? Lema, Mikan Ani Notel, Lamachar. Why does he have to mamish specify which birds he's taking? Let him just Erev Yontif say to the coop, I'm going to take one of these chickens tomorrow. He doesn't have to designate a specific one. He's not worried that you're going to pick it up. So it's just a muktzah issue. If it's just a muktzah issue, why can't he just look at the whole chicken coop and say, I'm going to take a chicken tomorrow this, and then whichever ones he ends up taking, we say Breira, retroactive determination, this was the one that he designated. I'll take one of them, and it should work. Mitzad Breira. Oh, and if maybe you'll tell me that Beis Hillel does not hold of the din Breira, so we wouldn't say retroactive determination, so it would turn out that he wasn't Mazmin this one from Erev Yontif, and it should be Mokta, and that's why he has to say it. But it's not, but we learn Beferish in the Mishnah, in Aholos, that Beis Hillel holds of Breira. Where do we see this? Hatanan, Hames Babayis, if you have a dead person in the house, Velo Psachim Harbe, and the house has four doors on the four side, a one-room house, and it has four doors or four windows, so, and they're all closed, or they're all open. So there, you don't know which one the mace is going to go out. There's an equal chance that you're going to take the mace out. Kulam tamein. As soon as the guy dies and there's kalim underneath these things, we say a halach called sof tomalatzes. And the halach is, since we have no idea which way he's going to go out, right now, midrabanan, any kalim that are under those doorways right now, well, let's say extended doorway, all the kalim are tamein. Even though they're not under the roof, because the chacham goes at tumah, on Derech Tuma Latzes. It's going to go out one of them. Since we have no idea which one, all the Tanakama holds, all of them are considered to be Tamei. Niftach Echad Meham. However, if after the person dies, they're all closed, and now one of them becomes open, so then the law changes. Then we say that the other three, the Kalim, are no longer Tamei. And that one, who tamei? Only the kalim under that pesach are tamei. V'chulan tahorin, and all the other doorways are now tahor, because minastam you're going to take the mace out of the open door. Now the Mishnah continues. Let's say all of them were closed. Chishav lahutzio be'echad mehen. Let's say you intended to take the mace out of one of the doors, but you didn't open it up yet. Oh, b'chalon sheish bar barba, or a window that has 4x4 tefachim. Matzelas ha'kol ha'psachim kulo. If you intend to take it out of one of them, so then only one of them is tummy. Now, but the question is, what's the case? Beis Shammai omrim, when does machshava work? V'hu shechishiv lotzio ad shelo yomas ha'meis. Beis Shammai says it's only if you intended that before he died. But once he died, your machshava, since all four doors are closed, once he died, your machshava doesn't help. No. Even after he dies, even once the mace dies, so your machshava saves all the other ones. Now the Gemara thinks at this juncture that Beishabe admits to Beis Hillel if the Kalim came after the Machshava. So then clearly to the other doors, then everyone agrees they're not Tameh, and your Machshava is Matzil. The Machlok is the only Kalim that were already there in the doorways between the time of the death and your Machshava. And it's the din of Breira. The Beis Hillel holds that Milechad Chila, we assume, Mishas Misa, your Das was really retroactively to take the mace out. And therefore, it turns out that all the other Kalim were never Tameh. And Beis Shammai holds that we don't say the din of Breira, and therefore, we don't go retroactive. That's what the Gemara thinks at this point. Oh, so it's clear in this Mishnah, Beis Hillel says there is a din of Breira, and Beis Shammai says no. So the Gemara is asking, how come you tell me by the chicks Beis Hillel doesn't say Breira, and yet over here, Beis Hillel says, even after the person dies, if you have a new machshava, we say it goes retroactive to the time of the Misa. Says the Gemara, no. Ha'it Maralah, no, it's not Breira over here. Amar Rabba, this that Beis Hillel holds that the machshava works after the Misa, it's only Latar Sabzacham Yikanu Lahaba. It's only to be Matayar the doorways of vessels that are put in the future after I have the machshava, not retroactive. The chenam Rabbi Yoshaya, the taras apsach mikana lahaba in lamafreya lo. So it's not a din of brera. That's one answer. Rava gives a different answer. Rava Amar no lo olam lamafreya. Really, Beis Hillel holds that your machshava to take it out of that door works even for the kalim that were there between the death and your machshava. The hacha. Aye. So why in our mishnah it's not enough on erev yontif just to designate the whole coop? What about brera? Anutaima, Dilma, what are we afraid of? Even if you just designate the whole coop, metalta v'shavik or metalta v'shavik. If you just designate the whole coop, you'll pick up one and put it down. You'll pick up one, you won't like it. V'kam metalta midid lo chazile. You'll end up touching on yontif something you're not going to end up using. Ay v'ha'amrit, but wait a second. Didn't we say that Vesil says, ba'omid zev zaninot al saga? You're allowed to designate. He says, Gemara, yeah. Hani milim erev yontif. That's true. I will be yontif. Aser, the zim de mishtabchis shmeinim chushim shmeinim. Maybe what looked to you as a fat one yesterday is going to be a skinny one today, and a skinny one yesterday is a fat one today. Become matata mi de lo chazile. Inami, another answer, zim de mishtabchis kulu chushim. So one time, but sometimes if you don't actually designate this one, maybe the yontov you find them all to be weak. Mishavaklu, you're not going to take any of them. Aslu nu misimchas yontov. So we'd rather you designate on yontov. Once you locked into that bird air of yontov, you're going to shecht it. And Beis Hillel is not worried about anything. Okay, let's continue.
So the same concept with Shama, right? I can't go in and touch every bird, every chicken, right? The same concept.
No, so that's what, exactly. Just Shama says you have to go further. They hold the imam, you have to touch it, right, to feel it.
I can't go in and touch every one and say, okay, one of these birds are going
to... No, exactly. You got to designate one, because once you touched it and felt it and felt it, and you said, this is my animal, you're okay. Okay, new Mishnah. Zimein shchorim u'matzah levanim. Let's say erev yontif, you designated black chickens for use, and then you came there the next day, and there's only white ones there. Levanim u'matzah shchorim. You designated white ones, and then there were black ones. Shnayim u'matzah shlosha asurim. You designated two, and now there's three. You don't know which ones you designated, so they're all asur because these are different birds. You didn't designate; they're all muktzah. Shlosha u'matzah shnayim mutarim. But if you designated three and you found two, you could assume it's the same ones. Just one went away. So those two birds are good. B'soicha kein u'matzah lifnei kein. You designated chickens inside the coop and you found them in front of the coop, asurin. Because maybe they came from somewhere else and they're in front. V'im ein sham elahein harehe elu mutar. But if there were no chickens anywhere else, so then you could assume they're the same ones. Says the Gemara, pshita. Is it obvious that if you designate black ones and then they're white ones, these are not the ones you designated? What in the world do you? What's the happening? They're mukta. Amar Rabba Hakamaya Skinan Kagon Shizimin Shchorim Ulavanim. No, you designated black ones in one coop and white ones in the other coop. V'hishkim, and you woke up yontif morning. U'matzah shchorim v'makom levanim levanim v'makom shchorim. And you found the black ones in the white coop and the white ones in the black coop. So now the same. You might have thought hani inu ninu. They're the same ones. V'sapuchi sapuch. They just flipped coops. Kamash Molan, once they moved, you have no idea where they moved to. So you're not allowed to assume that. Hanach azdul alma, v'hani achrimininu. No, maybe these guys flew the coop, and there's two new ones. Maybe these guys flew the coop, and there's two new ones who showed up. So you have no right to to assume that way.
Are the other ones around?
Yeah, I know. That's a good question. I think if there's no others around, it would still be the same halacha. Correct. Says the Gemara, Lema Misayale. Let's say that we have a proof to this. Let's say that we have a proof to this from the following Mishnah. Lema Misayale, the Rabbi Chanina. Let's say the following Mishnah is a proof. Dam Rabbi Chanina. Rov v'karov haloch achar karo achar harov. So here we're being machmer because we assume it's coming from the world, even though there's other birds that are very close. Answer the Gemara, no. Kedam Rabbi Bidaf. We're talking about a wooden ledge that comes out of the coop, which was the minhag was birds from the world would come out there. So even the rove is really karov, because the minhag was the birds would come there. So Hachanami Bidaf. So you have no raya that rove or karov, you follow the rove, because in this case the rove was also karov, because the birds from the world used to always come and sit down right there. So it's the same distance from the other coop as from the ledge. Shnayim, said the Mishnah. Shnayim umatza shlosha asur. Manavsha. Iachrini ninu. If there are other ones, so then sahachrini ninu. So it's mukta. Vilo achrini ninu. Even if they're not other ones, ha'ikachad dimarbu. But there's at least one. If all three might be different ones, but even if only one is different one, it's still one mixed in. That's mukta. So you're not allowed to use it. Shlosha umatza shnayim mutarim. Says, well, my taima, we assume. Hani inuninu, they're the same ones. V'chaminai azal alma. One of them left. Says, Marlein masisin Rebbe v'lo Rabbanan. Let us say that our mission is going like Rebbe and not like Chachamim. Desadi ulertin abraisa. Hiniach money. Let's say you have a 100 zuz coin of Maiser Sheni. Umatza masayim. You find two coins of Maiser Sheni. Chulun of Maiser Sheni v'rabin zeh b'zeh. So you assume your original one was there and you have one other one. So one's chulun, one Maiser Sheni. Divi Rebbe. No. Hakol chulin. No. Once you find a different amount, maybe somebody came and took the one away and put two in its place. So it sounds like that our mission is going like Rebbe. Because Rebbe said you assume the one of them is still there. Now, that's not really the riot. The riot is from this case, the next case. He niach masayim umatzamane. You had two, now you find there's only one there. Manamunach manamuta. You could assume this is a man of Maaseh Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. It's mamash like our Mishnah. The chamarum akol chulin. No, once it's not the same amount, we assume the two that you had are gone, and this is a different one. So sounds mamash like our Mishnah's Rebbe, not Rabbanan. Answer the Gemara. No. Afil tema Rabbanan. You could even say that our Mishnah is like chachamim. Hayit maralah biyochna belos damer tavayu shiny gozlos. No. Chickens are different. Because the chickens usually walk very, very slowly. They waddle. They waddle. They walk very, very slowly. Gozlos. So therefore, and again, and they walk on their own. So even the Chachamim say, we say that that one can easily leave on their own. But the money didn't leave on its own. Somebody took the money. So if someone took one, you assume he took both. Why is he only taking one? So it makes sense that he took both. Says the Gemara. Why did you have to answer that? But we learned on this Braisa, of Rebbe and Chacham, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar have an argument. One of them holds, this is a whole machlokas Rebbe Chacham, by the money is only if the money was in two separate wallets. Totally two separate wallets. Aval, bikis echad, divrei akol chulin. But if it's one wallet, if the two coins in one wallet, now you find one, so then everyone agrees it's not the same money. B'chad amar, bikis echad machlokas, one of them says no. The machlokas is even within one wallet. Aval, b'shnei kis and divrei akol, manamurach manamutal. Everyone agrees if it's two separate things, you agree it's the same thing. So that's an easy way to get out of the problem. Says Marbishlam Manomar, Bishnei Kis and Machlokas. So if you say there's a machlokas by two kids, and then it's mamish the same thing as the birds, So Hainu Deisuch L'Shniyach Hashani goes whole Asuli Adalos. Then you had to give the answer to distinguish between birds and money. El Madar B'Kisech Machlokas Avol B'Shnei Kis Nivayakol Manamurach Manamutal. But if you say, according to the opinion that says that they argue by one wallet, but if it's two wallets, everyone agrees. But so then there's no contradiction. Hasha Lama L'Shniyach. Why do you have to give the answer that Ha'armis B'Shnei Kis and Lo Pligi? You tell me if it's two separate wallets, like two separate birds, there is no Machlokas. Everyone agrees that you assume it's the same one that's still there. If that's the pshat that you say, you shouldn't have to give the answer. Answer the Gemara, no. Final answer, Amar of Ashi, Hacha begozolos mikusharin. Hacha begozolos mikusharin, v'kisim mikusharin askinim. We're talking about birds that are tied together and wallets that are tied together. Gozolos menatche adadi. Birds, since they move, so they'll pull and pull and pull, and they'll break the connection. But keys and wallets are not going to be moving from the other. So you assume whoever took the first wallet took the other. Keys and Lomanach Adadi. So how come Rebbe disagrees? And he says, even by the wallets, you assume it used to be two, now it's one. How could it be that it's the same one if they were tied together? Rebbe, Amalach, Kisinami, Zimnin, Dimis Akel Kitrayu. Wallets also, sometimes over time, even the rope that attaches to wallets could become worn out. And it become worn, and maybe you took one wallet and you left the other. You didn't realize you took your keys. You threw it out, and you didn't realize the keychain ripped. So one of your keys stayed there. So over time, even they could be, and therefore that's why Rebbe disagrees even in that case. Okay, Rabosai, everyone should have a wonderful day. Now, Motzei Shabbos, we're only on Zoom. Watch your WhatsApp because I'm up in Camp Kaylee for Shabbos. I'm in my Shabbaton clothing. I apologize. Those of you who only like to listen to me and I'm wearing a suit and tie, I apologize. But anyway.